whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, you would find extremely objectionable the Biden Secret Service's decision not to provide Kennedy protection. You may have seen that Robert F. Kennedy is running for president. As of now, in the Democratic Party, there's news today that he may run as an independent. I don't know whether that's going to happen or not. But he has sought Secret Service protection, and he'd been denied it by Joe Biden, his Secret Service. Just completely outrageous. I'm going to get right to the heart of it, right? I mean, by his very name seems to me to warrant Secret Service protection. Now, typically, the internal rules of the Secret Service is, unless they have a good reason not to, they don't provide Secret Service protection outside of a year from the presidential race campaign, unless there's a reason. And isn't there a reason? And Judicial Watch asked for records, and we uncovered there was good reason, and they still denied him Secret Service protection. I have a video introducing the issue here now.
Hey everyone, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton here. We have some breaking news. We just got records from the Secret Service under FOIA that show that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was denied Secret Service protection despite numerous threats from known actors already on the Secret Service radar. I tell you, the Biden administration's refusal to extend him Secret Service protection is vicious and vindictive, and we're going to continue our investigation. In fact, we just filed a FOIA lawsuit to get the full truth about this dangerous decision by Biden that is putting RFK Jr.'s life needlessly at risk.
Well, I didn't hear audio on my end of that, so I'm hoping you heard it. But I mean, the long and short of it, as I say, there were known people, known subjects in the Secret Service, or known subjects to the Secret Service, who were sending threatening materials sending threats to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and they still denied him Secret Service protection. And what had happened was we had, I think, one or two requests for records. We sued on one. The next day, magically, right, coincidentally, we received records to another request that was a little less, was a little more focused than the one we had sued over. And these records show what I said they show. And as I said in the release, or I should say what they say in the records. So this is the FOIA we asked. We asked for records and communications of the director, the deputy director, the chief operating officer, and the assistant director of the Office of Protective Operations of the Secret Service. And back in July, it was disclosed by Kennedy on his Twitter account, or which is now known as X, that he had been denied Secret Service protection. He said, "Since the assassination of my father in 1968, candidates for president are provided Secret Service protection, but not me." And then just last week, Kennedy again requested the Secret Service protect him following an incident on the campaign trail involving an armed man who was presenting himself as a police officer or law enforcement. Thankfully, the private protection he had caught him. I don't know if anything would happen, but that's the sort of risk he faced, right? And the Secret Service's response is going to be, well, we can't give Secret Service protection to everyone running for president. I don't know if that's true. It's just a budget issue. But if there's an exception to be made, if there's not an exception made for Robert F. Kennedy, given his name and what happened to his father and to his uncle, JFK, I don't know what they're there for. And I just think this is, as I said, a vicious decision by the Biden people. And it puts him at risk. The records obtained by Judicial Watch include a Secret Service protection intelligence and assessment that reveals numerous threats to Kennedy. And it's called, the assessment's called the It was the document says U.S. Secret Service, Protective Intelligence and Assessment Division, Risk Management Branch, 2024 presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And they have something called Risk Environment. And in that document, on April 23rd, 2023, and they go through the list of threats. A known subject submitted an inappropriate comment on the White House website addressed to President Biden, stated Robert Kennedy announces their candidacy to succeed Joseph Biden for President of the United States. There's no way you blank, assassinate President Donald Trump. Go get him, kiddo. I don't know what that means, so maybe that wasn't seen as much of a threat. But these are known subjects, which means, my understanding means, is that they worry the Secret Service when they make comments like this. A known subject mailed a, there's a redacted part, so we don't know what it says. Someone mailed a nonsensical letter to the hotel, warned that a madman may commit a serious terrorist act and wanted to discuss his sins with Kennedy. So this is just, you know, another dangerous character. A known subject sent numerous packages, including gifts and a wedding band to Kennedy, stated that she loves Kennedy and expressed anger about being kept away from him. Another dangerous character. One letter contained a 32-page manifesto in which the known subject made nonsensical religious references and described himself as a commissioned messenger of God. Not reassuring if you're on the wrong end of that. Another known subject regularly sends threatening emails. So multiple emails stating he will, quote, bury Kennedy, everyone will die, and he will make Kennedy suffer. So there you have it. The assessment also notes many comments suggested that for no other reason than that he is a Kennedy, he would be at risk of assassination. In May 2023, Kennedy received increased media attention after accusing the CIA of involvement in the assassination of his uncle. Kennedy had advocated for the release of the individual currently in prison for assassinating his father, Sirhan Sirhan, because he believes a CIA contractor was responsible for his death. Kennedy has received both support and criticism for his stance on vaccines and has been described as an anti-vaccine activist. So a lot of weird stuff in this document. This is a weird document. And what I found weird about it is that it had kind of this anti-Kennedy slant to it. And it detailed things that Kennedy had done that were controversial. And I'm not quite sure why they need to put it in there, other than maybe to justify the fact that the documents suggest that he's weird politically and maybe doesn't deserve the protection through his, quote, anti-vaccine stances. They talk about a book where had extramarital affairs. There was a journal or something like that. How he had been a drug and alcohol addict in the past. How he was attacking Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. So it looked like all this materials kind of dumped in here to help justify what is the ultimate conclusion, which according to the records show was because Congress wanted some answers. And this is one of the, this is a deputy special agent in charge responds to, some of these inquiries by saying, the following language was key to the recommendation and subsequent decision. Protection under these guidelines should only be granted within 1 year prior to the general election. Protection more than 1 year prior to the general election should only be granted in extraordinary case-by-case circumstances in consultation with the committee based on threat assessment and other factors. And there's an internal committee that considers this. So this was a political decision, in my view, given all the redactions and the failure to respond to other records to deny Kennedy this Secret Service protection. And I, you know, I would hope, whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, a conservative, a liberal, you would find extremely objectionable the Biden Secret Service's decision not to provide Kennedy protection as he's running for president. Now, he's polling a substantial number in the presidential primary, so it's not like he's an unserious candidate. So, I mean, it's not like he's someone that no one's heard of before. His name obviously generates controversy in and of itself. It's just shocking to me that there's no Secret Service protection for him. And I'm proud that Judicial Watch was able to expose that there was no good faith basis to deny him protection. And they have these documents, you can look at them yourself, about why they presumed to deny him the protection. And to me, it just looks like all politics. And I hope Congress lets its ire be known and this man gets protected, because I think his life is being put needlessly at risk. The Biden administration's refusal to provide Secret Service protection to Mr. Kennedy is dangerous and vindictive. These FOIA requests and our new lawsuit, we just filed a FOIA lawsuit, aimed to get to the full truth on why Mr. Kennedy's life is being put at unnecessary risk by the Biden administration. So, dare I say it, this is part and parcel of the Biden regime's approach to their political opposition. Jail them. If you're a Supreme Court justice and someone shows up outside your house in violation of the law to try to intimidate you, don't arrest them. In fact, encourage it. Don't enforce federal law, placing the Supreme Court justices you don't like, their lives and their families' lives at risk. And if you dare run against Biden, as I said, you'll get jailed. Ask Donald Trump about that. Or even if we know that your life is at risk because of your name and prominence, you won't get the necessary protection that's within the complete discretion of the administration to provide through the Secret Service. What an ugly, ugly corruption scandal this is. I mean, to hear the president talk about the threats to democracy, he's jailing his political opponents on unprecedented pretextual grounds. And he's letting RFK Jr. hang out there with no Secret Service protection despite the significant threats to his life he faces. Dark days, I never thought we'd see it. And I'm glad Judicial Watch is pursuing this. We've got a lawsuit, as I said, seeks for documents for leadership, not only the Secret Service, but the Department of Homeland Security, because we want to get to the truth of this mess. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.